When Charles II of Spain died on November 1, 1700, Europe did not simply lose a king. It lost the fragile political balance that had prevented the continent from descending into another major war. Charles had ruled a vast but weakened monarchy that still stretched across Europe, the Americas, the Caribbean, and parts of Asia. His kingdoms included Castile, Aragon, Catalonia, Valencia, Navarre, the Spanish territories in Italy, the southern Netherlands, and an overseas empire of extraordinary size. Although Spain was no longer the dominant military power it had been during the reigns of Charles V and Philip II, it remained one of the most valuable dynastic prizes in the world. The central problem was painfully simple. Charles II had no children. His death ended the Spanish branch of the Habsburg dynasty, which had governed Spain for nearly two centuries. Yet the question of who would inherit his possessions was anything but simple. The Spanish monarchy was not a single, compact nation-state in the modern sense. It was a composite monarchy made up of distinct kingdoms, each with its own traditions, laws, privileges, institutions, and political expectations. The crown united these territories through the person of the monarch. If the succession passed to a new dynasty, the consequences would affect not only Spain but the entire European system. The struggle that followed became known as the War of the Spanish Succession, a conflict fought from 1701 to 1714. It was a war over inheritance, but it was also much more than that. It was a confrontation between competing dynasties, an international contest for strategic advantage, a civil conflict within Spain, and a turning point in the political evolution of the Spanish monarchy. By the end of the war, the Bourbon dynasty had secured the Spanish throne, but Spain had lost important European territories. The internal structure of the monarchy had also changed dramatically. The conflict marked the beginning of a new chapter in Spanish history. Charles II had lived under the shadow of his own succession crisis for most of his reign. He was the last surviving son of Philip IV and Mariana of Austria, and his health had always been fragile. His physical condition became the subject of gossip across Europe, and foreign ambassadors reported constantly on his appearance, behavior, and likelihood of surviving. His difficulties were partly the result of generations of intermarriage within the Habsburg family. Royal marriages had been used to preserve dynastic power, but the repeated unions between close relatives had serious biological consequences. Charles II was not responsible for the circumstances into which he had been born, and modern portrayals sometimes reduce him too easily to a tragic caricature. He faced enormous challenges and often lacked the physical strength needed to manage them. His court was divided into factions, foreign powers interfered constantly in Spanish affairs, and almost every decision concerning the succession carried international consequences. During the final years of his life, the question of who would inherit the monarchy became an obsession in Madrid, Versailles, Vienna, London, and The Hague. Several candidates had plausible claims. The two most important dynastic contenders came from the French Bourbons and the Austrian Habsburgs. The French claim was represented by Philip, Duke of Anjou, a grandson of Louis XIV of France and Maria Theresa of Spain, who had been a daughter of Philip IV. The Austrian claim was represented by Archduke Charles, the younger son of Emperor Leopold I, whose family belonged to the Austrian branch of the Habsburg dynasty. The genealogical details were complicated, but the political stakes were clear. If a Bourbon prince inherited Spain and remained closely connected to France, the union of French and Spanish power could become overwhelming. France was already the strongest monarchy in Europe under Louis XIV. Its army was large, its administration was sophisticated, and its king had pursued an ambitious foreign policy for decades.